So the learning today should be a schus le'ila nishmas adecha v'chaim Eloza ben Shemshonari, as well as a schus le'ila nishmas Reb Yaakov Yosef ben Chaim Menachem ben Tzion. Should also be a schus b'fuah shleima v'chaim Moshe Yeshua ben Malka Chanda ben Merachu Chanalei b'Shein Derachon Abadati ben Peril, as well as a schus for all those in a makam sakana in Eretz Yisrael, including Azviel Baruch ben Penina, Daniel Shlomo ben Rustekla, and anyone else who is called up to serve. And before we start, obviously we have to give Shavach Vaidah to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, an open nace, a clear open nace, that the only casualty of this was a Palestinian Arab in Yericho, and other than that, Klal Yisrael was kept safe. So it should just continue, and we should only hear good news out of Eretz Yisrael. And this should be the war of Gog Magog that brings in Mashiach. So, Ukvar Amru, on the bottom of page 292, we'll finish up the topic of construction. So he says like this. He says, yesterday we were talking about that a person should not spend money on his house and on buildings, including even a shul, and rather use that money instead to fund Torah. So he says, Ukvar Amru, it's already been said. This is in based on a Mishnah in Avos, where the She'am Ha'aretz Nikra B'Shem Am Ha'aretz. Why is an Am Ha'aretz called an Am Ha'aretz? Why use that term, right? So he says, Al She'oisek B'Yishev Ha'aretz B'Bein Abatim, because he's involved in the Ha'aretz. He's a person who's involved in Gashmias. That's what he is. He doesn't give Chashivas to Torah. It's not a cause that's worthy of him spending his money. So for him, spending his expenses on the material, that's what's important to him. Shemitzala Tamad Chacham Hayo Olam Charev, he says, because from the tzaddik's point of view, from a Talmid Chacham's point of view, this world is empty, meaning there doesn't need to be anything beautiful built in this world. Kimichi Yesh Baidas, somebody who has real understanding and insight, Lo Yoyvela Abid Hasman Ol Chalais Koychav Yam of Livnois Batim Alzman Muat Bit Kitzalever. He's not going to put in all that time, effort, and devote his energies to building a house that. How many years already is he going to live in it? 25, 30, 40 years? But again, it's a small period of time that goes by like a shadow, like a fleeting shadow. And what's the point to build this house that basically someone else is going to live in one day? And before you know it, you're not going to be there anymore. Either you're a friend, your enemy, your wife's second husband, right? But the point is that what are you going to spend all that kaiches to build an excessive house? Now, again, you have to live in something. You don't have to live in something dilapidated either. You can live in something nice. But the point is that it doesn't have to be something that is the everyone looks at jealously. You know, it's the talk of the neighborhood. It's the biggest house on the block. It's the fanciest house that has everything in there is the best or the highest quality. That's not what we're talking about. I mean, that's what we're saying not to have. But obviously, to have a house where you know you should have a house that, as the Rav told me directly with regards to my own construction issues, which are well known. The Rav said to me that we take pride in the base medrash. And the wife's base medrash is the home, and therefore wife takes pride in the home, and it should look presentable, and it should look menschlich, and that I don't have a right to say, what are you worried about gashmias for? That's not what we're talking about here. We're talking about excessive. So he says, you're building and putting an effort for something that someone else is going to benefit, while at the same time, you're basically going to be put in the ground in a space of one amma by one amma, essentially. Essentially, you'll be out of the picture, and someone else will be enjoying it. But someone who has understanding is not going to waste his time and money in this way. He's going to build houses in the next world. He's going to work to put an effort so that when he comes to the next world, he's going to have a property, an entity that will last loylam vod. You're not going to build in this world except what you absolutely need. And so again, you're going to have a proper home. There shouldn't be leaks in there. There should be heat. There should be air conditioning. But not that you're busy spending a lot of time and money in making it perfect. Something without which you won't be able to be settled and dedicated to Avodas Hashem. All right? So it has to be something that your family is okay living in. Ubiprat ba'aretz ha'amim, im efshar lo la'adam lo'adar b'yishuv adei s'chira. So specifically outside of Eretz Yisrael, a place where we hope to leave very soon, if it's possible for a person to find a place to rent, yoyse tov shel yivne batam klal, v'layik b'dira ba'aretz t'meya. Don't build a house at all. Don't have a permanent dwelling. In other words, if you have a lease, so then it's a lot easier to pick yourself up and leave when the time comes. And this is obviously another idea, very important idea, of not to become attached to things in Chutz La'aretz, because that's what happened in Mitzrayim. You had four-fifths of the population that died during Choshech because they got too attached. Now, they were avadim. They were slaves. They were the lowest of the low, but yet they became so attached to Mitzrayim that they didn't leave. So if we become attached, chalila, to what's happening in Chutz La'aretz, so then potentially we won't be roi to go to Eretz Yisrael when Mashiach comes. So he says one way to combat that is not don't have hard possessions here. You're renting from someone. It's not your own home. So then you wanna it won't be a big deal to pick yourself up and leave. This actively demonstrates your belief that the Yeshua is coming, can come at any time, which we'll get to. Hashem made someone wealthy, and he has a lot of wealth, and he wants to invest in real estate. Okay, so the biggest reason why you shouldn't pay rent is that you are not building equity. You are every month you're paying an amount, and you that's it. You spend it, and then it's gone. When you're paying for a mortgage, yeah, it's a little more than rent, but you're building equity in the house. So in theory, a person should say, "I want some real estate investments." It's better to purchase these houses, these chatzeros, these stores in accordance with the bracha that Hashem gave you. To be a landlord, to rent them out to others. Chazal. That Chazal say, the Gemara Bava Metzia says that a person should divest his money, should diversify his money rather, into three different areas: one third on real estate, one third on merchandise, because that has a bigger upside, bigger profit. And then the third thing is that you should have basically a rainy day fund. You should have money in the bank to be able to have cash flow, liquid money. So that's how you should divide up your funds. So the point is, he's not totally dismissing having real estate. After all, the Gemara says that you should have karka, but he says that that should be more of an investment and less of a, if possible, not to actually own a home. What's more is that now you'll have the ability to be mekayim the pasuk that says that although you have hain va'isha b'veisa, but it's a kasei metaslat. That stuff is not the kilay b'maisa yikach hakoliyech acharav kivaydai. That stuff is not going to follow you into the next world. But said kasei that will. He going to miyaske abayis bezola ani hagon like the hamachacham. He says now he's going to give you examples of using your money and sort of being mekayim both, having the investment, but also being mekayim a mitzvah with it. He says you rent out your house to someone for cheap. So you rent it below market because you want to give it to someone who can't afford, or to a Talmud Chacham. And he says on a related point, he says it's important for a person that owns property to rent that you have to be very careful about who you rent to. So if I asked you right now, who should you be careful to rent to? You would say someone who you know is going to pay the bill. But he says more than that. That he should be someone who's a Yarei Hashem, or a Talmud Chacham, sheyomad ba v'yaseh ba ma'asim tovim, that look for someone who's going to learn Torah in the house and do ma'asim tovim. Ba'ofen, in a way, and this comes back to what he started with, shetehei shechina shayra beveisai. We want to look for ways to get the shechina in the house. So part of that is building a house using proper funds with proper intention. The other part of that is having someone else in who's going to be a tenant, who also performs Ma'asim Tovim, and that invites the Shechina into the hope. But the Skaim Nachlasi Al Derech Tichsiv Beit Tzadikim Yamod, as the pasuk says, that the house of the Tzadikim will endure, which means that this property will endure based on the fact that because of the tenant that you have. Ki Kavol Dinah Hanoisim Beisol Ishravi Diyat Safachem Achasit. He says, in light of this, if you allow a Rasha to live in your house, you're asking for trouble because it's the opposite. If it's Tzaddik invites the Shechina, then the Rosh is going to invite the Sitrachra. And therefore, it's better to rent it to a person who's good, who's upright, who's tamimus, even if you're going to sacrifice some of your profit. Because the reward that you'll get as a result is greater than the reward of money that you would have received. So you're renting it here, so you're getting some sort of dividend on this world. You're not losing money, but you're forgoing some of your profit in order to rent to a Talmid Chacham or in order to rent to a Ben Torah, Yerei Shemayim. And so that's not the money you get in this world is not going to detract at all from the keren, from the reward that you're going to get in the next world. Hine Yizchari Itu Pelase Lefanav. His reward is with him as well as his Pe'ula is with him. It's the idea, excuse me, this idea of a double reward. You get the reward in this world of the rent, and you get the reward in the next world for your work, which is the ultimate reward, the reward that's coming in Olam Haba.